your first year with the Cubs?
Well, the first year with the Cubs, I don't know whether I said anything about it before. Might have mentioned, but yeah, they sent down a shortstop and an outfielder for me to Indianapolis, and I reported to them in June, and they signed me for $6,500 a year.
Do you mind telling what your best year was in baseball and which year?
Well, I guess the best year was the year I hit 17 home runs and hit around 362. That's what Pete Rose said in the paper the other day.
Was that the best salary-wise, too?
Yeah, the best salary-wise was about my last year, and I got $14,000.
Far cry from what they get today, but still.
Yeah, it was pretty good then. And they cut me back to $10,000 the next year.
All right. I thought, would you comment a little bit about some of your expenses? Who paid for the shoes, the uniform, the glove, the bats, and so on?
The club furnished the bats and the uniform. You had to furnish your own shoes and your own
glove.
That's about all we furnished. And they paid all expenses on the road as far as hotel bills and everything.
Did you get a certain flat amount to eat on, or was it whatever you actually spent?
Well, in some places that was it you signed at the hotel, but most of the time they gave you $3.50 a day to eat on.
All right. I wanted to go back to when we were discussing earlier your move to Kansas City so that you could learn how to play the outfield. And I was wondering, how did you learn to play the outfield? Did the coaches tell you how to do it, or how did you do it?
Well, they just put me in there to play, and every day before the game, I would have one of the pitchers hit me fly balls till I nearly give out, and just practice every day a lot. That was about the best way I did it. The coaches and the managers never did tell me anything.
So you just got him to hit long fly balls, short fly balls,
yeah.
Line drives, and
learn to go back on the ball. Learn to go back on it.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about hitting. As a person that I think has the 18th highest career batting average in the history of modern baseball, you ought to know something about hitting. Some of the players these days, for example, say that they can see the ball or the stitching on the ball from the minute it leaves the pitcher's hand and can tell which way it's rotating and whether it's going to be a curve or a fastball. Could you do that?
Well, I couldn't see the stitches on it, and I couldn't see it leave the bat. But I had a pretty good eye there when they were throwing the curveball. Of course, I had some trouble with the curveballs first, and I just got some pitches go out in the morning and just throw me curveballs and curveballs till I got tired of it. And I finally got so I could hit a curveball pretty good, hit it to the opposite field. And what is the question?
Well, did you get so you almost preferred the curveball to the fastball? Or?
Well, no, they throw mixed them up all right, but they hardly ever slowed up on me because I kind of drug my bat, as they said, and hit the right field. And when it slowed up, then I might hit it hard to left field or center field.
All right. Would you say that the secret was really just to watch the ball?
Yes, that's the thing. You got to watch the ball and hit at the ball, as Joe Sewell said.
Did you have to guess where the curve would go? Or?
Yes, you don't know where it's going, whether it's a big curve or a fast curve, slow curve, and breaking more. The spitball was a hard thing for me to hit.
Hard thing for everybody to hit, wasn't it? Were there many pitchers in your day who would throw the knuckleball?
Eddie Rama was one of the pitchers that threw the knuckleball with a kind of max athletics. And wasn't too many knuckleball pitchers in my day. Not like this boy with Atlanta. What's his name?
Negro. How did you fare in hitting the knuckleball?
Not very good. I never did hit them very good.
All right. Some baseball players say that they spend a lot of time studying the pitchers, and they know the pitchers, and they know their weaknesses. Did you spend a lot of time studying the pitchers?
Well, yes, you knew about how a pitcher was going to pitch to you, most of them. So you kind of prepared yourself for that pitch. And a lot of times they fool you, though, and throw the fastball when you're looking for the curve.
Some good hitters, say they like to hit that first pitch, if at all possible. Did you have any preference that way?
Well, sometimes that's true. You can hit the first pitch. They try to get that ball over to get ahead of you. But if a fella we didn't know how he was when I was with Cleveland, Speaker would probably say, let's all take one all the way around, take one strike.
All right. Now, I think in today's baseball, most of the really good hitters will be given the green light by their managers if it's three balls and no strikes. How about in your case? Did they give you the green light? And if so, did you ever swing much at 3-0 pitch?
No, we didn't hit 3-0 much. Felt like Babe Ruth hit 3-0. I saw him hit one over the right field fence, 3-0 one time off of Ray Caldwell. I never hit 3-0 that I can remember except one time down in Kansas City, and I hit a bouncer back to the pitcher.
You decided that proved the point you shouldn't swing at a 3-0 pitch.
Yeah.
What was your favorite pitch in terms of where it was over the plate? Did you prefer it high or low or belt buckle or?
I think they thought I could hit the ball kind of high ball outside and hit it in the right center back in that way. But occasionally they pitch. I thought I was a better low ball hitter.
Tell me, when you first went up to the majors, did you have trouble swinging at bad balls like some hitters do until they gain a good bit of experience?
Yes, sometimes you hit it that high ball inside around your shoulders up there, and the strike zone was a little higher then than it is now.
After you gained some experience, were you pretty good at not swinging at bad pitches?
Well, I guess so. About the average, I guess.
All right. You've got to tell, we were talking about hitters and a few minutes ago and about studying pitchers. You told me a story one time about, I think, a utility infielder that was with you who talked a good bit about having something on every pitcher in the league.
Yeah, that was Clyde Beck, a little infielder we had when it was with the Chicago Cubs. And he said, I got something on every pitch in the league. And I said, how much you hitting, Clyde? He said, 240. And when Desi Vance used to pitch, he'd go hide his back.
All right. I almost forgot another when we were talking about playing the outfield. Another story that you told me once about a ball being hit to the outfield. And I don't know, maybe it was Joe McCarthy said, it's all right, Stevie will get it, or something like that?
Yeah, that's right. I think we were playing in St. Louis, and somebody hit one over my head, and I ran back, and I grabbed at the ball after it hit the ground, and McCarthy, they told me on the bench, because Steve would get it. And then after a while, I finally picked it up. He said, "Now he's got it."
That probably was one of not too many you missed. Let's see. In 1929, the record book said 110 RBIs, 17 home runs. You must have been batting cleanup or fifth or someplace to hit that many RBIs.
Oh, yes, I was hitting behind Hack Wilson, fifth in that year. Let's see. I don't know whether Hornsby was with us then or not. I forgot. I believe he was. No, he wasn't there because he wasn't in the World Series.
Did it matter to much to you where you were in the lineup? Some hitters have claimed that they hit better in one place as opposed to another. Did it matter much to you?
No, not too much. I remember when I was in Cleveland one time, I was hitting eighth, and Luke Sewell said, "You second cleanup man."
All right. I was looking at the record book the other night and noticed something interesting that I wanted to ask you about. In 1921, 22, and 23, each of those seasons, you played a few games at least at third base when you were at Cleveland.
That's right.
Then I noticed in 1927 again when you were with the Cubs, as far as I can tell, the last time it appeared, you played six games at third base, and that was 4 or 5 years after you had previously. And I'm curious about what were the circumstances that had you playing third base again.
Well, really, I wasn't a very good third baseman, and McCarthy thought that I'd help the team by my hitting and playing at third base, and he tried me over there, and I wasn't hitting good, and he said, "I believe that playing third base is hurting your hitting, so let's put you back in left field." So I went back in left field and played the rest of the time there.
Do you think it was hurting your hitting? Do you think you worried so much about playing third base or playing the defensive part of the game that maybe it did affect your hitting?
I suppose so. I don't know. I really don't know. Might have some way, because you do worry when you make an error or something with that and not hitting either.
All right. All right. Yeah, there we've got it going again. Papa, I want to get you to tell us about the time that Walter Johnson hit you.
Oh, when I first went up, of course, they always try you out up there about throw at you or throw pretty close to you to back you off the plate. And I got hit several times on my left arm. And this time, Walter Johnson wasn't supposed to throw at anybody. It was. We were playing in Cleveland, and he threw one of those high fastballs in there and hit me on hard part of my head, I presume, and it bounced up on the screen back right back behind. That's the only time I ever got hit bad.
Was it bad enough for you to leave the game, or did you play on?
I just lay down there for a few minutes and went on, tried it on down to first base, and never did have any trouble from it.
Well, we were talking about bean balls the other day. You also mentioned the time, I guess, maybe in Philadelphia, when you'd had a couple pretty good hits and the opposing manager had something to say about throwing at you. What was that about?
That was, I can't think of the manager's name. Was it with the Phillies? He was Phillies. I was with in Chicago at that time, and I had hit a home run in the left field stands, and he'd one over the right field stand, and I came up to bat, and he hollered up there for me. I guess he did on purpose. He said, knock that big so-and-so down. And he didn't say so-and-so.
I imagine he didn't. Do you remember that game? Did you get any other hits besides those two home runs?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I got any more hits.
All right. Those were two episodes we remembered the other day, and I guess there weren't any others that I can remember.